should I join the union? Now, I get this question all the time. It is especially prevalent with Actors Equity Association, AEA, as well as SAG-AFTRA, the Performers Union for Film, Television, and Recorded Media. Now, there are many variables for an actor to consider when joining the union, not only about it being a good decision for your career, but is it the right time for you to join? We're going to answer that question on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day, and it's really true that I get this question quite often. When is it time to join the union? So we're going to be covering that topic fairly thoroughly, I think. Pretty thoroughly, I think, and answer those questions, because I know that for a lot of folks, this needs to be answered. And from what I'm understanding, it needs to be answered sooner rather than later. So we're going to try to do that. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say, wow, thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast, whether you're doing it on YouTube or whether you're doing it on your favorite podcast provider. I could not be more delighted. I invite you to check out the website, castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And if you fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool, you'll be joining hundreds of like-minded actors who are interested in getting some freebies, some free information. First of all, you'll get a free book if you fill out that form. It says, dive into the talent pool, and it asks for your name and then your email address. By the way, as I've said, I don't do anything with that. I certainly don't spam you with stuff. On occasion, I might send out an announcement or provide some kind of information about something coming up, some event, but I do not try to spam you or sell you anything. But when you do fill out that form, you'll get access to a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page PDF workshop manual on doing voiceover work, something you might want to think about. Also there, you'll find a free video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. It's just a 20-minute video. Also, there are on the website, you're going to find past episodes of Casting Actors Cast. You'll find my blog called Jeff's Jots, and every episode has a blog post associated with that. And that really is kind of useful, I think, as a learning tool, so that whenever you're listening to the podcast, you can refer to these notes that I've given you and find that really helpful. I found a lot of actors love to reinforce what they've learned here on the patio, the podcast video. All right, so now let's just take a moment to do our promotional shout out. And these are schools and training programs that have really blessed me by promoting my podcast on their websites. And so I'm returning the favor. So we'll be right back after this. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. All righty. Thank you for that. And by the way, I encourage you to please check out those folks. They're providing really excellent training and a wonderful service for actors. I endorse them all. And I hope that perhaps in the near future, you and I might be in a class together. I would love to see your work and give you some feedback as well. All right. So let's talk about this joining the union thing. You know what? To be sure, it is definitely an investment to join the union because it is a financial burden, but not joining could preclude you from finding meaningful employment. By not joining, you might find some meaningful employment. So let's take a look at the pros and cons that you need to consider when pursuing your dreams as an actor or an actress. First, we're going to look at all of the positive reasons for you to consider membership, followed by a rationale you may want to consider before making a decision to join. So, reasons why joining the Performers Union makes sense. That's going to be the title of this section. So let's just say a few weeks ago, Actors Equity Association eliminated its point structure for union membership. Now, this means that many actors who were waiting to accumulate the points needed to join could now simply pay their membership fees and be an automatic equity member. Now, listen, for the union, this makes a lot of sense. Having struggled for the past 18 months with COVID lockdown and production stoppage, it just makes sense. Simply put, there is a need to increase its coffers financially. So if you find yourself in this situation, there are some important considerations that need to be made. First, joining the union offers members several levels of protection. Structured security payments, for example, safety restrictions, job protections, and if there are enough accumulated employment weeks in the union, health benefits. It is also considered the next step to being a professional, although I have to say that is not always the case. This is also true for SAG-AFTRA members. Additionally, film and television actors receive residual payments and similar safety and job protection rights. Now, for many, being a union member is a, well, how do I say this? It's a rite of passage into professionalism. The good news is that when you join, you have allowed yourself to be part of a proud tradition of performers and artists, things like workplace safety and salary framework are definitely things not to be taken lightly. Now, depending upon how you think of unions in general, there is no doubt that performers have found great benefits with these union organizations. For example, there are support measures in place that should be there if there is a dispute or even some SAG-AFTRA I know offers free workshops that can help actors fine-tune their craft. So if you're intent on growing and developing an acting career, union membership is pretty much inevitable. Now, you should know that you can withdraw your membership should the need arise. But past dues are something that need to be considered if you discontinue and then decide not to pay, only to find out you owe back dues when you choose or if you choose to rejoin. So it's also true that the union, all the unions, don't really look very kindly on members that withdraw to work in a non-union production and then rejoin. Supporting your fellow professional actors in the union is an important part of the success of negotiation with producers for benefits and for compensation. Finally, agents and managers who are franchised by the unions, they follow strict rules as far as contracts, commissions, and, you know, most importantly, timely payments, salary payments. So this is a good thing if you're seeking some representation. It's important that you find out if they are franchised by the unions. And you should know that some agents only work with union talent. Not all the time, not always, but some. So it is worth taking note if you're looking for professional representation. All right, now let's consider the reasons not to join any of the performers' union. Reasons not to join the performers' union is expensive. Joining Actors Equity Association, the initiation fee is $1,700. Additionally, dues are based on your employment history from the previous year. So it is your base dues plus an accumulation of what you might have done in the union in the past year. Say after initiation fees are $3,000 with an annual base dues of $226. Sorry, I'm going to say that again. Let me get this right. Annual base dues of $222.96. Or it can be a percentage of wages earned over a year's period of time. So listen up. It's not unusual for an actor to take a job, then must join the union and make less than that in salary for the job. Now, the next reason to consider not joining the union are the opportunities that are available. I have never seen an actor join the union and get more work. I haven't, especially now. There are many non-union performing opportunities that can be rather rewarding. For example, if you're a musical theater performer, cruise ships, theme parks, national tours, they are an excellent source of income and experience. So joining the union virtually eliminates these jobs from your consideration. There are many television productions. There are also student films and commercial producers are actually employing non-union talent for many of their various projects. Because it's costly for many of these producers to go the route of union talent hiring. Just kind of makes sense. So for keeping costs down, may benefit actors who are not actually members of the union, but actually then getting the experience. If you are employed by a theater or an acting job that is non-union, that continually employs you, then it makes no sense for you to join a union. Why would you want to? Now, this is a personal decision, to be sure. Looking at the options carefully are very important to the decision you make, but the question becomes, what is the answer? Now, as I alluded to earlier, if you're looking to make a go of a professional acting performing career, then it would make sense for you to join. The time must be right, however. My suggestion is to weigh the opportunities in front of you. I always tell young actors and students not to think that joining a performing union is the key to success. It really is not. It is a logical next step for your journey at the right time. Thinking that a union will put you in the big leagues might feel really good, but know that you will be joining thousands that have had professional experience and successful careers before you even arrived. Although I am not a fan of dwelling on competition. You know what I'm saying? After all, it's your uniqueness that makes you special. It really must be and comes down to making a business decision and not an emotional one. I think the old adage of wait and see kind of still makes sense. So therefore, why not hold off joining until the right opportunity or the right job reveals itself to you? Believe me, you will know when it makes sense for you. You really will. Keep the question in your business plan, and you will be shown the right next step for you. Now, listen, if you are currently a member of the unions, congratulations. Your commitment and your determination are excellent tools to grow your career. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. I know it is a debate that continues to rage on, but I really would love to hear from you. Why not go to castingactresscast@gmail.com and let me know what is your debate? What is your situation? Where are you in your career? And perhaps on future episodes, I might be able to respond and give you some feedback about whether you should join the union or not. Please remember that each actor's journey is unique. Each set of circumstances are unique to you. And so sometimes it makes really perfect sense for you to just jump right in and go for it. But then there are other times when making that kind of a financial investment, you know, you just want to maybe hold your horses just a little bit and see, is this the right time? Now, there are other things about the union that I haven't mentioned. One is what's called Taft-Hartley. Taft-Hartley for SAG-AFTRA, for example, is that when you get a union job, instead of joining the union, you are given a 90-day period of time where you can take other Screen Actors Guild AFTRA jobs. So you don't have to join right away. Taft-Hartley gives you a window before you become what's called a must join. So that's something that you should know. It's also true that many agents, as I said earlier, only work with union talent. But you know what? That paradigm is also shifting quite a bit. Agents are discovering that these non-union national tours, which can be quite lucrative, many times producers are scrambling to do a non-union tour just because it is much more economically viable for those producers to do those productions. So having a pool of non-union talent makes sense for many of those agencies. Do your research. Check out those agencies that you might be interested in, and then find out if they have a stable of non-union talent that they work with. By the way, even though they might be franchised by the union, that doesn't mean they can't work with non-union talent. All right. Gosh, that's a lot of information. I know you might want to go back and listen to this episode again. I hope you do. And listen, I'll see you next time. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast. So long.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.